This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. If you were to make a list of the top five products that will play a major role in our future, the battery would definitely be on there. They power our handheld devices, increasingly our cars, and they're a key component in grids that supply renewable energy. In California, scientists are experimenting with better batteries, and angel investors are working on cool ways to get these on the market, our David Weinberg reports.
Back in the day, say about 10 years ago, when scientists were trying to invent new kinds of batteries, they often used a method called cook and look.
Cook and look. So you go cook a material up, take a bunch of compounds, you'll heat it up to very high temperatures. You will then go make a battery with it, and you'll go look and see if that battery worked the way you were expecting it to work.
Venkat Srinivasan is head of the Energy Storage and Distributed Resources Department at the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory. He says today his lab uses computers to identify new materials. As a result, he can produce quicker results. But turning those results into tangible products is a slow process.
Going from the lab to the market can take as much as 10 years in the battery space. And that bottleneck of going from the lab to the market is what we're trying to solve with CalCharge.
CalCharge is a consortium of companies, universities, laboratories, and unions. It was created by CalCEF, the California Clean Energy Angel Fund, which provides seed money to startups in the clean energy field. CalCEF spent 2 years studying the process of innovation in the battery industry and found multiple bottlenecks. Labs need more trained scientists. Additional skilled workers are needed to install new technologies when they do get to market. And although the national labs are mandated by Congress to produce practical technology for the private sector, they're burdened by complex regulations. Jeff Anderson is managing director of CalCEF.
For an individual company that wanted to work with a national lab to do cooperative research, it could take between 6 and 9 months easily for a company to negotiate a single project. And that's just untenable for most companies.
CalCharge was created to help streamline that process. It connects energy storage companies with the national labs. It also worked with San Jose State University to create a Master of Science program that focuses on battery technologies. CalCharge gets its base funding from companies that pay annual dues to join the consortium. In the 8 weeks since CalCharge officially launched, several companies, including Duracell, Volkswagen, and LG, have signed on as members. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.